Shavuot, Shemesh. Happy holidays to you. Let's give the Lord just a great big thankful shout.
5784年 Shavuot 2023年五旬节大卫之家和一行人大使馆 Shavuot 五旬节的敬礼一开始拉比说祝你们节日快乐让我们向神献上一个感谢的呼喊敬礼的一开始拉比在敬礼池的水中吹响三声号角接着他说哈利路亚
God is good.
神真好
The Lord has given me an illustration of what we're doing. So I want to pick it up so that you can see.
拉比说神用一个示意图给我启示那么现在我就要展示给你们看那么拉比手上拿着一个银盘银盘上有三个苹果
Yes.Too hard to figure out who's going to choose which one.
他说不难想象谁会选择哪一个。
This is the illustration, of course, coming out of the fruit business, and many of you know this is a Granny Smith.
拉比首先拿起银盘上面的一个绿色的苹果，他说，过去作为一个水果的中介商，我可以很清楚的告诉你这个苹果的品种，它的名称叫史密斯祖母。它是绿色的它的味道不是很甜有一些带苦味很适合用它来做派
And I think this is a Fuji, but let's say it's a red delicious.
接着他拿起红色的苹果他说我想这个苹果的品种是富士苹果它是一个可口的苹果
But if you notice, there are two different colors. You see them, you judge what you're going to do with this apple based off what you seeWhat you smell and what you taste.
那么很明显的，这里有两种不同颜色的苹果。那么当你看着它们的时候，你会因着你眼睛所看见的，它们闻起来的香味，还有你品尝起来的感觉，来评断这个苹果。
What immersion is all about is this.
结果拉比拿起第三个苹果，他说，敬礼所关乎的就像这第三个苹果。是会众都一起欢呼。
Because no one knows what color it is.
拉比手上拿的第三个苹果是被一层巧克力的硬壳所包裹的苹果，所以他说，没有人知道这个苹果的里面是绿苹果还是红苹果。
What happens is when you take one of these and you immerse it and you dip it in, it comes out in the spirit.And in the courts of heaven, you look like this.
拉比说，敬礼就是如此。不管你是像绿色的苹果，或者是你是红色的苹果，当你进到敬礼池中起来之后，你在灵里，在天上法庭，看起来就像这个外面被裹了一层巧克力的苹果。
This is your identity of who you are in the kingdom of God.
而你在敬礼之后起来看起来的样子就是你在神国度当中的身份
This is your true identity.
拉比说这就是你真实的身份
When he covers you in the power of the Holy Spirit and you're making a decision for a transformation at Shavuot 5784 to say it's great that you're green we love green it's great that you're red we could have had a golden delicious it's great if you're a golden delicious but here's the keyIn the kingdom, we're one blood, we're one new man, and what happens is this is irresistible to people on the earth and in the courts of heaven because it carries the sweetness of our Lord, the love of the Father is right here. So give the Lord a hand clap.
当神用圣灵的大能包裹你，而且在5784年的 Shavuot 七七节，你做了一个决定，你要有所转变。不管原来你像绿色的苹果，或者是你像红色的苹果 各自有不同的滋味，但重点是在神的国度当中，我们都是出自同一个血脉，我们是合一新人。当你成为拥有同一个血脉的合一新人的时候，不管是在天上和地下，你的特质都不会被改变，因为拥有这个身份的人带着我们的主的甜美，也就是天父的爱。所以让我们给主一个掌声。
This revelation came to me while I was on Mount Carmel. I'm sorry, that was stupid.
拉比开玩笑的说，这个启示是来自加密山，因为加密山的英文发音与这种裹着巧克力的苹果发音雷同。那么参加敬礼的会众们就大笑，拉比说，这是一个笑话。
God's good, isn't he?
因为神真好，不是吗？
Yeah. We read last night when we were going through the nine questions, the nine places of agreement, say we agree.
在五旬节庆典的时候，我们以认同九个问题来对齐，所以我们一起说，我们都认同这九个问题。
And we've activated the three action steps that we've activated.
而且我们以三个行动来启动，那我们一起同声说，我们已经启动了。
And now what we're doing in John chapter 3 verse 4 and 6, it says, and Nicodemus said to him,
约翰福音三章四到六节，尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
You're making a choice to activate by burying the flesh in the water so that you can be birthed in the water and operate in the fourth dimension of the Lord, but you're doing it intentionally.
所以你现在有一个选择，就是你已把你的肉身埋葬在水中，所以你可以从水中重生，并且能够开始运行在主的第四维度中。但是你必须刻意去这样做。
Say, Lord, I choose to bury the flesh and be resurrected in my identity, who I am, in the spirit.In Yeshua's name.
我们一起来宣告说，我选择将我的肉身埋葬，并且以我在灵里的身份复活，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
The Lord, a hand clap.
让我们给神一个掌声。
I'm going to ask you a very practical question. Choice.
拉比说，接下来我要问你一个问题，因为这是你可以自己选择的，就是你总是有自由意志去做选择。
Lord, thank you for my free will.I will exercise my choice to choose your ways.
我们一起来宣告说，主啊，谢谢你给我自由意志，但是我要练习，我要以选择你的道路来作为我的选择。
Which are higher than my ways.
因为你的道路永远高过我的道路。
You can choose to be happy in the flesh, or you can transition tonight be happy in the spirit.
你可以在肉身中很欢喜快乐，但是你也可以选择在这个敬礼中转变成你在灵里是很欢喜快乐的。
It's a choice.
这就是一个选择。
You're either going to have the source of happiness. I'm not talking about the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, which you can have joy in being a martyr and being killed. I'm talking about a lifestyle of a value of being happy.
你是否愿意选择拥有快乐的源头？拉比说，这里我说的不是从主而来的喜乐，也就是你的力量，因为这种喜乐会使你即便成为一个殉道者，丧失你的生命，你都是喜乐的。拉比说，这里我提快乐的源头，是你是否愿意让快乐成为你生活的价值观。
You need to be happy.
你必须要是快乐的。
Jesus died.So that the joy of the Lord, but you also need to be happy because guess what? You're not going to hell.
耶稣为你舍命，好让你拥有喜乐，但同时你也必须是快乐的，因为因着耶稣的救恩，你不用下地狱。
But you also have the power of Christ abiding in you to make other people not go to hell and to be healed. And you need to be rejoicing in that.
同时你也有基督的能力住在你的里面，去使别人被医治，而且不用下地狱，为此你会充满了喜乐。
So last night we received a word of the Lord, and the scripture says in Proverbs 16:20, He who heeds the word wisely will find good.
所以在五旬节的聚会当中，我们领受了神的话，在箴言十六章二十节这里说，谨守训言的必得好处。
Scripture last night said, let those who have ears to hear, what? Let them hear.
记不记得在五旬节的时候，我们提到经文上告诉我们，有耳能听的就当听。
Go ahead and just raise your right hand, even online, just say, I'm listening, I'm hearing.
那么现场的会众还有网络上收听的朋友们，让我们一起举起手说，主啊，我正在留心听。
Goes on to say that whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he.
二十节继续说，依靠耶和华的变为有福。这个变为有福也翻译成依靠耶和华的，这人会很开心很高兴。
Contingent upon any outside source, people, place or circumstance, the happiness is because of one thing. No matter what happens, I choose to trust.
也就是这样的快乐不是从任何外在的原因、任何的人事物环境而来的，这样的快乐是来自一个原因，就是不管发生什么事，我都选择信任神。所以这次的敬礼，我们要把一切的恐惧、一切的怀疑、一切的不幸埋葬在水中，因为你选择信任神。Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
让我们给神一个掌声。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Father God, we just come to you now on this very high holy day of Shavuot 5784.
神，让我们在这个五七八四年 Shavuot 七七节至圣的日子来到你面前。
At a time when you desire to release in the symbolism of this mikvah, this immersion.Which Jesus himself was birthed in ministry in the immersion of the water with his cousin, John the Baptist, who was in Hebrew, Yochanan the Immerser.
神当初，耶稣就是在这个象征 Mikvah 的敬礼当中，接受他的表兄施洗约翰为他施行敬礼。
Father God, we are being immersed into our latter rain for the next 10 years.
天父，我们要为这未来的十年，借着敬礼进入你降下圣灵末后的雨当中。
We choose to trust you, Lord, in the power of your might, that we will finish as it was prophesied in this very room, and we will finish well.
神，我们相信，在你的大能当中，我们会如同在这个地方曾经所发出的预言，就是我们会妥善地完成你所赋予我们的呼召和任务。
Doesn't mean that we will succeed all the time, but the Lord gave me a word years ago, I'll give you more grace trying than crying.
这并不意味着这一路上我们会一直一帆风顺，但是神几年前就给我启示说，即使在你受试炼和哭泣的时候，我的恩典都够你用。
Lord, I thank you, Father God, we are going to press in to you. We are here to immerse all of our human anxieties, sins, doubts, pressures, and unbelief. We're burying them in the water, symbolic, tonight in Yeshua's name.
天父，我们要尽全力地靠近你，在此我们要接受敬礼，将我们属人的焦虑、罪、怀疑、压力和不幸此刻象征性地埋进水中，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们一起说 Amen。
We are going to be raised up like the caramel apple that is covered from head to toe, that when we go into the courts of heaven, we are recognized by the King of Kings,The Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
拉比说，当我们从水里起来的时候，我们要像刚刚我示范的那个被巧克力的糖浆完全包裹的苹果，从头到脚被圣灵的大能包裹起来。当我们进入天上法庭的时候，那位万王之王、万主之主、犹大支派的狮子会认识我们。
Now listen to me, sheep. You are his sheep.And you know his voice.
拉比对会众以及从网上收听的家人们说，羊群们听着，你们是主的羊，你们认得神的声音。
And you follow not another.
你们单单跟随神。
Tonight, the word the Lord gave me is there's fire in the water. So I want to share with you how he revealed that to me.
而今天晚上神给我的启示就是水上有火。那么现在我要告诉你们神如何启示我这个意象。
There was a time when there was three young Jewish men, and they refused to bow their knee to the culture that they were living in.
在历史上有三个年轻人，他们拒绝向当时代的文化下拜。
Because of that, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Fire up the furnace and let's throw these three Hebrew boys into the furnace: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
也因着如此，愤怒的尼布甲尼撒王说：“我们把火窑烧热，把三个不愿意向我的金像下拜的犹太青年沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥扔到火窑中。”
As they fired up the furnace.Because they would not bow their knee to the culture of the day, because they honored the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这三个犹太青年，因为他们尊荣亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，所以他们不愿意向当时代崇拜偶像的文化屈膝。
That when the commanders or the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar opened the door to throw the three Hebrew children in, those.Who were giving them and bringing them to kill them with harm? Literally, the heat of the furnace outside the furnace killed those enemies who were trying to kill the obedient of God.
当那几个壮士将沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥捆起来扔在烈火的窑中时，因为亡命紧急，窑又甚热，那抬着三个犹太青年的。军官和将士都被火烧死了，也就是要杀死顺服神的敌人，反而自己丧命了。
And as the three went in to the fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar even looked in and said, "Who is this fourth man in the furnace? It looks like the Son of God."
那么当沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥这三个人被捆着。落在烈火的窑中，那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，他急忙起来对谋士说：“我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？”他们回答王说：“王啊，是。”但是王说：“你看，我看见有四个人并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤，而那第四个的相貌好像神子。”
And it was.
而那第四个人确实是神子。
So when you say,Father God, you're going to put fire on the water. You are taking us into the fiery furnace that is not for our death, but for our sealing of who we are in Him.
所以神，当你启示我5784年的 Shavuot 敬礼在水上会有火的时候，是你要借着敬礼带我们进入火窑中，而这火窑不是为了要使我们丧命，乃是要为我们在主里的身份封印。
Because we have said to this culture this day and this night, we will not bend our knee to the woke culture or to the liberal agenda that is trying to steal the identity of our souls and our nation. We will not bend our knee.
因为借着5784年 Shavuot 的敬礼，我们要对这个世代中试图窃夺我们的身份和灵魂的文化传统风俗习惯说，我们绝对不向你屈膝。
In order for us to operate in strength to make an impact to save the souls in the latter rain, we must have the fire from above within and within going above.
但是天父为了在这个圣灵末后的雨降下来的季节当中，我们有力量造成影响力去拯救灵魂，我们需要有从上头而来的灵火在我们的里面，并且使我们可以上到第四维度中。
We need to operate in that fourth dimension that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel operated in without compromise.
我们需要像但以理、沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥一样，是不妥协的，并且他们能够在第四维度中运作。
So Father God, as you bring the fire on the water, that you restore our happiness, you restore our joy.
所以天父。在敬礼的此时，你借着将圣灵的火降在水中，恢复我们的快乐，我们的喜乐。
We bury everything contrary to us in our soul that is fear, doubt, and unbelief and pride. We bury all sin, and Father God, we thank you that we're exchanging it for the fire of God.
我们将我们的魂里面，也就是情绪、情感、 意志当中，所有与你相违背的恐惧、怀疑、不信、骄傲，所有的罪都埋在水中，以此来交换从神而来圣灵的烈火。
And just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went into the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar said he was amazed because when they came out, neither did their clothes that they were bound in, not only were they not scorched, but they didn't even smell like smoke. Because of the sanctification, it says there was a breeze that blew.
就像沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥，当他们火窑中被叫出来的时候，尼布甲尼撒王和那些总督、钦差、巡抚和谋士们一同聚集查看这三人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，更没有火燎的气味，因为有一个像微风一样的气息吹向他们，使他们被分别。
Father God, this is the Shavuot of the wind, fresh wind and the fresh fire.
天父五七八四年 Shavuot 七七节，就是圣灵的风与火。
The wind has blown us into the water now.
这圣灵的风吹向我们，使我们进入水中。
The fire, let the fire of God fall in this water. Let it consume all that is hindering us and hindering you, even watching online.
让神圣灵的烈火降在这水中，燃烧我们所有人，包括现场的会众，以及从网络上加入我们的伙伴们，里面一切拦阻我们的。
My grandson asked me, well, why was Saba yelling fire? Was that, of course, he had in his mind of a real fire.
拉比说，在五旬节的时候，当我们欢迎呼求圣灵的时候，我呼喊烈火，圣灵的烈火，那么我四岁的小孙子不太明白，他以为是真的火。
But you need to understand, listen to this, the angels of the Lord only hearken unto the word. If you don't ask, it won't come. The angels of the Lord come. There are angels that carry the fire of God. That's what was happening last night.
拉比说，我要你明白，神的使者，也就是那些天使，他们是留心听神的指令，留心听神的话。所以如果你不呼求，他们就不会启动。当你呼喊圣灵的烈火，那么天使就会从天上带着神的烈火而来，而这就是五旬节那天所发生的状况。那些很认真寻求的人会经历神的烈火。
You have to ask. One of the things about the Holy Spirit is it's the great humbler. Yes, because there's just no way to look cool.
要经历圣灵，你必须呼求。拉比提到圣灵喜欢那些谦卑的人，你不能因为想要看起来很酷就很矜持，设限在你不想要展现出任何失态的样子，比如你拒绝哭喊，你不想要发抖。
There's just we haven't developed the cool way to manifest the Holy Spirit where someone's manifesting it in a service and some are manifesting the water.
拉比说，至今我们还没有想出任何一种让圣灵彰显的时候我们不会有失态表现的方式。那么有些人会在聚会的时候被圣灵充满，有些人会在敬礼的池中被圣灵充满。
And you're over there praying, go, oh, I sure hope I can look cool like her as she shakes and floats and goes like this. Oh, that's the one I want to be. I don't want to be the one that looks stupid and manifests all craziness. Yeah, I don't be that person. See, the thing is that the Holy Spirit is a leveler of the human soul.
那么你在一旁看到有人圣灵彰显的样子，你会很羡慕说，哦，我想要像他这样子，像他那样子，或者是说，我不想要像那个人在圣灵彰显的时候那个奇怪的样子。拉比说，你要知道，圣灵就是我们人灵魂的矫正机。
There's no way to enter into the fire other than to humble yourself.
除非你谦卑下来，你没有办法进入圣灵的烈火中。
And then we shout fire. And Lord, we shout fire.
所以主，我们向你呼求，我们说烈火，烈火。
And Lord, we shout fire. We shout fire.
我们呼求烈火。
Lord, we shout fire.
烈火。
Lord, we shout fire.
神啊，我们向你呼喊烈火，烈火，烈火。现场的会众呼求烈火，拉比吹响号角，会众持续的呼喊。荣耀归于神。拉比说，如果你们进到水中， 你想要经历圣灵的烈火，你就要呼求。
So we have three first time baptisms, and I'm going to go ahead and you want me to sign off now, Daryl?
那么在现场有三位会众，他们要先受洗，再与所有的人一起进入敬礼中。
So we want to sign off now for those of you that are immersing home in your bathtubs, hot tubs, pools, creeks, lakes, and waterfalls, and wherever else you're going.
蜡笔说接下来我们会结束这个敬礼的直播，那么他转向从网络上收听收看的家人们说，在家里进行敬礼的你们，不管你们是在浴缸中、游泳池中、溪河中，不管是任何一种有水的地方，愿主释放烈火给你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Oh, come on, give them a shout.
我们给你们个呼喊。以上就是5784年 Shavuot 七七节，2024年五旬节，大卫之家合一新人大使馆敬礼直播的内容。